This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson, podcasting from gorgeous Mile High, Colorado Springs. The Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu and look for the blog. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes, and please share this with your friends, neighbors, and relatives. If this is your first time listening, thank you for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. Happy New Year. This is episode 469. Hope everyone had a wonderful, wonderful New Year and, of course, set some great goals. Many people will set resolutions, which is more of a just a generic outcome. I want to lose more weight. I want to make more money. I want to fall in love. And those are all wonderful beginning processes. But really, to turn those objectives you need to, or those resolutions, really need to turn them into goals with some specific action items. What I'd like to challenge you with during this podcast is perhaps don't think about goals as much as changing your life. Now, that's even bigger, right? That's even a bigger objective than setting a goal to make a few thousand dollars extra a year. But one of the things that we have to consider is that if we want something different's got to change, right? We got to change. We have to do something different in our life. And what I want to challenge you with is just change one thing. Now, at first, we're just going to be talking about one thing, and then we'll break it down to one thing a month and one thing a week and perhaps one thing a day. But when we can change, we have built our life around routines, and routines can be very, very efficient, but they can also be a trap. Routines can keep us stuck in limited thinking. They can keep us stuck in how we perceive the world. They can keep us stuck in many, many ways. And we can start to get out of the routine. And I often heard it called a rut. And I often heard a rut called a grave with the ends knocked out. So we want to be able to look at routines as being able to help us progress towards a goal. For instance, a workout routine. You go in, do squats on Monday, and you track how much weight you've done, how many reps you do. You do that again the next Monday and you increase your reps or your weight. So there are some very, very effective and efficient ways to use our routines. But if we get caught up into them, they limit us. They can really hold us back from achieving so much of what the world has to offer, such as if you drive to work the same way, if you eat the same food, if you hang out with the same people, you go out to the same restaurants, you watch the same type of movies, you talk about the same things. And then how can you expect to create a new life if all you're doing is doing the same things over and over and over and over again? So this is where I want to challenge you with changing one thing. So for this month of January, just look at something that you would like to change. Change one thing. It might be you will never take the same way to work 3 days in a row or 2 days in a row. You will find alternate routes. And a great way to do this, because especially with the GPS on our phones, is you head out your driveway and you make a left, and then you make your first right and you make your first left, regardless of where it is. Then you put on your GPS and put in your work location and find a different way to that. You're probably going to see different neighborhoods. You're going to see different people. You'll see different scenery, and your eyes will be opened up to things that you haven't experienced before. Perhaps you eat at the same type of restaurants. Well, maybe go to a Thai restaurant this month. Maybe go to sushi if you haven't gone to sushi. Go to a food truck if you haven't gone to a food truck. And this is just to change the way you taste the world around you. So driving to work is seeing, tasting, and maybe if, you know, for hearing, if you haven't sat down and really listen to some classical music, some really great classical music, maybe on the way to work, find a classical station. They are all over. They are great. And listen to some classical music and see and feel how it affects you. But just change one thing. I would ultimately love to challenge you to change one thing every week in January. So this week it may be food. Next week it may be on the way to work. Next week it may be changing the way you see, you perceive something. When we can start to change one thing at a time, we will then create new neural pathways in our brain, and we will then have more resources to live a more full and abundant life. Again, if we do the same thing over and over again, we're not expanding the neural connections in our brain. We aren't able to receive different information. We're not able to think differently. We literally cannot think differently if we don't have those connections there. So by doing something different, by just changing one thing, what we do, maybe how you walk in the building, again, how you drive to work is a perfect example. But what you read, if you read the newspaper every day, change one thing and read a more positive, enhancing book. If you don't read, listen to a more positive, enhancing podcast like this one, or a audio book. Listen to something different than you normally would. If you watch drama on TV, maybe start to watch some comedy or not watch it at all. But just change one thing this week, and then change one thing next week, and change one thing the next week after. Then in February, I would encourage you, and I would keep track of it. Keep track of what you're changing, and then notice how your life has evolved, how it has changed because of what you're changing. And then in February, maybe do two things that week. Maybe on a Tuesday and a Friday, you change something. Change your restaurant. Change the way you commute to work. Change the way you talk. Change the people who you hang out with. Maybe change by just saying hi to more people, smiling at more people. There are so many things that we can just change, but change just one thing and watch how the dramatic effect is on your life, especially if it's changing one thing and you smile at somebody, and watch how that affects their life. So this is what I would love to challenge you with. It's the new year, and the new year has implied goals, implied resolutions, and implied change. Well, if we don't change some of the smaller things we do in life, we're not going to be able to change the bigger things, because how we do anything is a reflection of how we do everything. So take a look at what you can change. Make a list. Start making a list of what you want to change, but just do one thing. Just focus on one thing, right? You may have a list of 10, but put one thing on 10 different pieces of paper. So all you have to do is change one thing. And when you change one thing, notice how that changes you and how it changes your perception of the world around. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you like what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS or podcast feed. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.